Perhaps the only thing more difficult than being wrongfully convicted in prison is having a child wrongfully convicted in prison and feeling helpless to get them out.
My name is Charles Miles. I'm the father of Guy Miles, who spent 19 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. While he was in prison, he missed birthdays, he missed anniversaries, he missed Christmas, Thanksgiving, family meetings, picnics, all the things that we always did as a family. We missed him, and we truly did miss him because he never missed anything. He was always there. When the trial first started with my son, Guy, we were expecting him to be released because we knew he didn't do the crime and we thought we had everything together in place, but it didn't go that way. And then it ended up that they convicted him, giving him 75 years of life in prison for a crime we know he didn't do. It was very difficult, again, for me as a father. I feel that it was racism, a part of the Orange County system. I would not say that about all systems, because I still believe the justice system works. But it just so happened the people that we had in Orange County, I believe that they were racially motivated because of gang activity, and they felt he was a part of a gang and that he would always be a part of a gang. Instead of really looking at the evidence that was put before them, they thought about gang activity more than anything else. So, again, I would not say it's the whole system, but it definitely was a racially motivated thing that happened in Orange County with the DA office. While we were trying to get the courts to understand and to get Guy exonerated, we really went through a lot of hardship financially, but we did it because we loved him and we knew he didn't commit that crime. So we went through and did some things that perhaps are handicapping us today because of our age and the things that we had done in the past to make sure that we would have a pretty decent life to live right now. It has affected us financially even to this day. A few months ago, when Guy came home, of course, Professor Brooks called us and said, "I'm bringing your son home to his mom." And we were like, "He's doing what?" It was just 2 weeks ago they were getting ready to retry him. And he called. He said, "We're on our way. We'll be there in about 30 minutes. As a matter of fact, we were both in bed, and my wife had just come from the hospital. She had an experience that night. And for him to call and tell us that, we were really like, is this real? Is he really coming home?" And Professor Brooks said, "We're bringing him home to his mom. He's free." And wow, we didn't know how to react, to tell you the truth about it. We were still in awe. Tell you what, I'm still somewhat today, but he's free. To have Guy at home at this time is really, really a joyous thing for us to see him as he's free. And a lot of times we notice he still feel as if he may be in that jail cell, and he realized, "I'm free." And it's just a joy to watch him as he's beginning to open up and realize that, hey, I am not in that cell. I am free.
I'm Justin Brooks, the director of the California Innocence Project. To learn more about our work and the people we have freed from prison, go to CaliforniaInnocenceProject.org.